full name.
Go.
My full name is Jasmine Gloria de la Paz Villagran. I'm 68 years old, and I was born in Mexico, but I was raised in the United States.
I'm Ethan San Miguel. I'm 13, and I'm in your sixth period social literacy class. So I'm going to ask you some questions. First, okay, so the first one is, can you tell me about someone who has a big influence on your life?
Yes, I think my father has had a big influence in my life. My father was born and raised in Mexico also. That's where my mother was. Both my parents actually had their fathers die when they were young. My dad's father died when he was 12. He was the second oldest son, and at 12, he basically took on the role of financially, you know, supporting the family. And they lived in Guadalajara, and he would shine shoes, sell gum, you know, whatever he could do to make some income to help support the family. Eventually, the family moved to Mexico City, where he worked in an agency. I think it was RCA, a company in Mexico City. And in the evenings, he would go to the University of Mexico City and study engineering and learned how to build houses.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Well, my happiest memory was when my son was born, and just the wonder of seeing this beautiful little boy and recognizing that I was his mother and it was my job to help grow him into a happy, functional adult, which he is and has grown into a happy, functional adult, and that's any mother's wish.
My dad.
Yes.
What are you proudest of? What does it make you feel proud?
I'm really proud that throughout my life I've been a pretty happy person. I kind of tend to look at life in a positive way. I think I've been a good influence to my family, and I really appreciate my worldview, because it really is wanting everybody to, you know, move forward in a good way, without prejudice, without harming other people.
How would you like to be remembered?
I think I'd like to be remembered as a good mom and a really good grandma, and knowing that I loved my family very much and that I would have done anything for them.
If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
I would want to say to you to always remember to follow your heart, because the money will follow. If you follow your wallet, in other words, trying to just make money, happiness doesn't always come with it. But if you follow your heart, you will always be able to be fulfilled, happy, and again, prosperity follows you when you're following your heart. And just to have you know that I have loved you from the moment you were born and will always love you no matter what.
Okay, and did you have any nicknames as a kid?
Yes, my dad would call me Glory, because I went by the name of Gloria, my middle name.
How old are you?
I'm 68 years old.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. That's how old I was on my last birthday.
Do you have any hobbies?
I do. I have done a little bit of painting. I do energy work, and I love to listen to music, and right now I'm listening to a lot of the 1970s music that I grew up with. Gordon Lightfoot, Boss Scaggs, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the Beach Boys, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, and some of the 50s bands also, because I definitely grew up with them. And I'm really enjoying it.
What's your occupation you currently do or you have done?
I have worked as a psychiatric clinical social worker on the psychiatric unit for the last 31 years.
What education do you have to have that, and what education do you have?
I have a bachelor's in bachelor's of science from the University of Oregon, and I have a master's in social work from the Portland University, Portland State, and I am a licensed clinical social worker.
Did you play any sports as a kid?
You know, my family wasn't really into sports, so I did some I did water ballet in high school, and I took dance class. I took tap and jazz.
Any instruments?
I took violin for a very short time, but I really was not musically inclined because I kind of am deaf tone. I can't really hear or, you know, sing the musical tones. But I think I would have been pretty good at piano because I could really type really well. And so I always thought if I had taken piano, I might have been able to, like, increase my musical ability.
And another, do you know how to speak any other languages besides English?
Yes, I am fluent in Spanish, and I actually have the written language for one of the Native American tribes that, when I was working with Native Americans, he came in and he wrote out his language and left it with me. So I've always held on to that.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers and three sisters. And my mom and dad, my dad basically went to grade school because he had to start supporting the family really young. My mom made it through the equivalent of some high school and then went to business college so that she could support her family because her father passed away at age 15. And from those humble beginnings, I have one sister who started her own business doing pedicures for the elderly, and then the rest of us all have master's level degrees.
Do you have a favorite sibling?
I love all my siblings.
Do you have a favorite sibling?
I love them all. They're all very different and unique, and I like spending time with each of them. And because they are very different, it's kind of spending time with, you know, somebody in a different way than I would with somebody else in my family.
Have you been to any places in the world besides America and Mexico?
Yes, I've been to Canada, and I've been to Italy, to France, to Belgium, Zurich, and El Salvador, and I think that's it.
Do you plan to go anywhere in the near future?
You know, Els, who is my best friend since we were in middle school, and my ex-sister-in-law, we talked about going back to Playa Car in Playa del Carmen because we really just enjoyed relaxing at that all-inclusive resort. Whether we'll be able to do it or not, I'm not sure, but that's a trip I'd like to do.
Cool. What's your favorite holiday or day of, like, just your favorite day? Celebrated day?
I have several favorite days. One of my favorite days has always been March 5th, because that's my grandmother's birthday on my mom's side. March 16th is my mom's birthday, and I kind of celebrate those two by doing something that either my grandmother would have liked to do or something that my mom would have liked to do, or I'll honor them in some way. So I may just play Frank Sinatra CD, but, you know, my mom used to love them and stuff.
What did you want to be as a kid, like as an occupation?
You know, I had no idea what I wanted to be when I was growing up. I mean, you know, at some point, you know, boys want to be, you know, fire, you know, men, and, you know, girls want to be ballerinas, but I never took ballet, so that really wasn't a possibility. I actually thought that I would grow up and get married and have 4 or 5 kids, and instead I, you know, grew up, got married, had one son, and then within, you know, by the time he was 2, his father and I were already separated and, you know, would be divorced, although we're still friends. And I didn't really know, like, an occupation. I always kind of saw things as half full or from a Pollyanna perspective. And so I knew that I wanted to help in some way. I got a job at the phone company, and I didn't want to be there. And then that's when I switched to working for Santa Clara County in mental health.
Did you always want to have kids?
I always imagined having kids. And I imagined if my family had stayed in Mexico City, by the time I was 21, I probably would have been married with 4 kids, because that's what happened down there to my cousins.
So, another question is, what type of clothing did you wear as a kid? Like, what did you dress as normally?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
Well, when I was little, we made our own costumes. You know, we didn't really buy store-bought costumes because they were too expensive. So we'd dress up like hobos or, you know, witches or something like that.
When did you decide you wanted to be a social worker?
I decided I wanted to be a social worker when I was working in mental health. And I actually became a psychiatric associate, a licensed and, you know, clinically certified psychiatric technician. And at that point, I could see that being a social worker really opened up more doors. I had also thought about the marriage and family counseling because I really thought I would like to be a serious counselor. But I could see that that label did not open up as many doors as social workers did. So when I went and got my bachelor's at the University of Oregon, I decided to apply for the master's in social work at Portland State.
Did you ever want to live somewhere else besides like Oregon or California area?
Well, I realized that I've never lived in a conservative community, and I think that would be really difficult for me. So I've always lived in a community where it was more liberal and understanding and stuff. I lived in Texas when I was a little kid, and you know, we were at that point we were all mostly Spanish speaking, and lived in El Paso where my aunt, you know, never learned English. She just spoke Spanish her entire life. I sometimes think it would be nice to have had the courage to leave as a young woman and go, you know, traveling around, but I definitely didn't get the travel bug like my son did. He definitely is a traveler.
And where has he gone?
He's gone all over the world. Bangladesh, Morocco, you know, Amsterdam, Spain, you know, Peru, I mean,
China,
Thailand, he's definitely a world traveler.
Did you have any pets as a kid?
We did. We had a cat named Sugar, and who was just a sweet, long-haired gray cat, and we had a cat who was actually a male cat, but we didn't know that, and so we named him Lady, who was feral, and the first time that Lady, you know, hissed at us, we all jumped on the couch, and from that day on, Lady ruled the roost.
Well, So where were you born again?
I was born in Mexico City, Mexico.
Where is the farthest place you've been away from that?
Well, I guess over to Paris, France, and Italy.
Cool. Did you do any clubs as a kid or like activities?
In high school, I was in the health club.
What was that?
Well, it was kind of like a health club where we were looking at being in the health career. And I actually went to look into nursing school after high school, but my parents, you know, really did not want me to do that. And they spent, God, 3 or 4 hours telling me why I shouldn't do that. And they just took all my ambition for being a nurse away. And I ended up working as a social worker in the hospital anyway.
Cool. Do you have any questions you would want me to ask you?
I guess the question that I would ask you is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A stockbroker. Or some sort of person that involves stocks or a CEO.
Okay. And again, I think the comment I would say is, follow your heart and the money will follow. If you follow your wallet, you may not find that you find true happiness.
Cool. So this is near the end, so can you please restate your name into this and your relation to me?
Jasmine Gloria de la Paz Villagran, and I am your paternal grandmother.
Cool, and I'm Ethan San Miguel, 13. Cool. Okay, thanks for having this meeting with me.
Thank you for the meeting.
Done. Are you...